Zakt the Mishnah Vayit, Masechtas Yuma, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Dalid. B'chol Yom, every single day, when the Kohen would shovel the coals on the Mizbeach for the Keteres. The Kohen would shovel the coals, put them into the pan, take them into the Mizbeach HaPnimi for the Keteres of Shachas V'Aris. So he went from the outside Mizbeach into the inside Mizbeach. But normally, Hayachaita Bishal Kesef, the Machta was made out of silver, Uma'ara, and he would pour it into Betech Shozav, into one that was made out of gold. Why not shovel directly with the gold one? Because eventually it would eat away at the keli. And there's a rule, Vatera Chasam Amanasha Yisrael. So to protect the gold, he shoveled first with silver. However, Vahayim today on Yom Kippur, Chayta, he would shovel B'Shalzav, with the gold one directly. Ubaha Yimachnas, with the very shovel that he scooped up the coals from the outside Mizbeach, with that he went into the inside Mizbeach to do the Aveda, the Keteres. Now when I say shovel, I don't mean mamish a shovel. Technically a macht is more like a fire pan, and even more flat at the bottom than a regular shovel. But Aklopanim, let's use the term shovel. But whatever it was, this machta was the same. There was no transfer from silver to gold. Again, Vayayim Chayte B'Shazav U'Bahayim Machnes. He shoveled it up with the gold one, and with the gold one he would go in. We were looking to make things as easy as possible for the Kohen Gadol. Having to pour it from one keli to the other would just be another step. Vayikra says the Mishnah, B'Chayim every single day, Chayte B'Shal Arbaz Kaben, the machta that he would hold would carry the weight of four kabin. Uma'ara, and he would pour it into B'tech Shal Shloishas Kaben, into one that would carry three kabin. This was done to make it look very full. That would be a kavod. But V'Hayayim, again, because you want to make things as easy as possible for the Kohen Gadol, Chayte B'Shal Shloishas Kaben, and he would come up to shovel the coals, it would be in a machta to start with that would hold three kabin. Ubahi Machnas, and with that he would go in. Rabbi Yaisi says, Vechalyim every single day chayta b'shel saw, a saw is six kav, u'ma'ara b'tech shel shloishes kavin. He would pour it into one that would hold half the weight. Again, normally that would make it look very full and it would be a covet for the k'tiris. But not today. Today we were more concerned to make things easier for the Kohen Gadol so that we can fulfill the entire avodah right than the covet aspect. V'hayim today on Yom Kippur, chayta b'shel shloishes kavin. He picked up the coals with a machta that holds three kavan. Ubahaya machnas, no transfer at all. Furthermore, also to make things easier for the Kohen Gadol, b'chol yom ha'sekveda. Normally the machta was heavy. He didn't intentionally try to make it heavy. But they did intentionally try to make a machta with thick walls so that it lasts longer. Naturally, because of that, it was heavier. V'hayim kala. Today, they made it as thin as they could. This way, it would be as light as possible. The everyday k'tiris was done with a machta that had a shorter handle. Today was longer. The longer the handle, the more the greater part of your arm supports carrying it. Now maybe a shorter handle looks nicer, but a longer handle is easier. And today on Yom Kippur, the objective was to make things easier. The gold had a greenish tinge to it. Sometimes greenish, yellowish. Either way, today, on Yom Kippur, it was red. Hayoim Odoi. Divrei Rabbi Nachman, Ziyot Rabbi Nachman. This type of red gold was called Piruyim, because it was similar to the dam of Purim. It is the most chashuv of all golds. And also, as the Tosfos Yom Tov explained, they used this because it was type of doima to the dam of the par. And the mitzvah Sayoim was to bring the dam of the par, Lefnai Lefnim, and before the Pereiches, and on the inside, Mizbeach. Vaitrus Akta Mishnah B'chol Yom, every single day, Makrev Pras B'Shachris, U'Pras Bein Horabayim. There would be Makrev half a mona, the amount that would cost 50 zuz B'Shachris, U'Pras, and the other half by the K'tayrish Shel Bein Horabayim. V'Hayoyim, Moisef Molei Chofnav. Today, he would add a full handful to be Makter in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But there's besides for the regular shear, in addition to the regular shear, he also had to have the Malai Chavna to be brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Throughout the year, the Keteres was only brought on the Mizbeach HaPanimi, on the inside Mizbeach, was never actually brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And finally, the Mishnah says, B'chol Yom HaSedaka, the Keteres was made in such a way, it was processed, that it was very thin. Like it says, v'shechakta mimeno hadek. But v'hayoyim daka min hadaka. It was extra thin. That's because the Pasuk says, v'moloi chafnav keter samim daka, the Pasuk comes to teach us, that it had to be daka every day. Today, even more so. So quickly, chazring over, we learned in our Mishnah, basically we learned that the keteres on Yom Kippur was a little bit different than the Torah throughout the rest of the year. Throughout the rest of the year, the emphasis may have been on Kavod. The concern may have also been to protect the expense of Kalim, but Torah Chosan, the Manashal Yisrael. On Yom Kippur, all of that is set aside because our primary objective is to make it as easy as possible for the Kohen Gadol. That's why every single day, the Kohen would go up and he would be chayte with a machta of silver, later poured into gold. Today, we went straight to the gold. Other days it was poured from a machta that holds more into one that holds less, that made it look more full. Today we would go straight to the one that holds the less. We learned Rabbi Yossi says that actually every single day they would pour it into a machta that was half the amount. In other words, the original machta that he would come up and scoop the coals up with would be 6 kav, and he would pour it into one that was 3 kav. According to the Tanakhama, he went from 4 to 3. According to Rabbi Yossi, he went from 6 to 3. But not today. On Yom Kippur, whatever shovel would shovel up the coals would go straight inside. No transfer to a different machta. Every single day was heavier because the walls were thicker. Today was light. Every single day it had a shorter handle. Today it had a longer handle to help carry it. Every single day the gold had a maybe greenish, yellowish tinge. Today it was red, as they helped Rabbi Menachem. Every single day there were makriv of pras b'shachris or pras bein horabayim. Today as well. But they added a moloi chafnav. That was for the extra k'tiris that has to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Every single day it was pounded down in such a way that it was very thin. It was daka. But today, in Yom Kippur, it was daka min hadaka.